Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Tuesday, August 6, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. The state medical examiner's office has determined there was no foul play in the death of a man in Sitka's A&B Harbor last month. The body of 33-year-old John W. Schroeder of New South Wales, Australia, was found at the bottom of A&B Harbor by Sitka Dive Rescue around 9 p.m. Friday, July 12th, near the end of float number one. Schroeder had been reported missing by friends a few hours earlier after he failed to appear for work as an engineer aboard the 120-foot yacht Valkyrie. He was last seen alive, leaving the Pioneer Bar shortly before midnight the previous evening. Sergeant Bill Bandy with the Sitka Police Department said Schroeder's death had been ruled an accidental drowning. A toxicology report indicated that Schroeder had a blood alcohol level of 0.3 when he died. The legal intoxication limit is 0.08. Senator Lisa Murkowski paid an unexpected visit to Sitka Monday morning, along with a plane full of other Juneau-bound passengers who were unable to land in the state's foggy capital city. KCAW caught up with Alaska's senior senator at the ferry terminal, where she was standing in line to buy a ticket on the Fairweather for the run to Juneau. Without any staff or entourage, Murkowski was calling the trip a vacation, though she plans on visiting 21 communities during the 30-day congressional recess, among them Cake and Angoon. Murkowski is feeling upbeat for co-sponsoring two energy bills, which were passed by Congress in an otherwise deadlocked session, the Hydropower Regulatory Efficiency Act and the Marine and Hydroelectric Renewable Energy Act, should lower barriers to the development of smaller alternative hydro projects. She took a couple of minutes to share her thoughts on the bills.
Angoon and Cake, as communities right now, are facing 61 cent a kilowatt hour for their energy costs. Now, when you factor in PCE, it drops about 20 cents. But you want to have a fish plant, a processing facility. You can't make ice. If we can't deal with our energy issues here in this state, our communities will never be sustainable. On my last visit here in Sitka, I had a chance to go up to the Blue Lake project and see how you're coming along with that. When we think about the viability of particularly our coastal communities down here, if you don't have access to hydro and the ability to move your power, our communities are just are dramatically impacted. And when you have access to energy sources all around you, and we haven't figured out how we can tap into them for that affordable energy, we just passed the first of two energy bills. They passed on Thursday night. Two hydro bills, which will help with an expedited process for permitting, designed for smaller hydro projects, perfectly suited to help us in states like Alaska where we have so much hydro. I also just dropped a bill with the chairman of the Energy Committee, Senator Wyden, and I, our marine hydrokinetics bill. And again, another opportunity to try to move forward with some of our renewable energy sources that in a community like Sitka, in communities like Yakutat that have incredible wave action, why we're not harnessing more of the power of the tides, of the waves, of the currents, of our rivers. We've got it all around us. We've got to move quickly to figure out how we can harness it, because otherwise communities like Cake and Angoon will always be vulnerable.
That's U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski earlier Monday afternoon during a layover at Sitka Ferry Terminal. Murkowski was excited about the opportunity to travel for a couple of days with U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell during her visit to Southeast. She'll also be touring farther north with Coast Guard Commandant Robert J. Papp. Murkowski considers herself a major supporter of the Coast Guard, but she did not hide her disappointment over the fate of former Sitka Air Station pilot Lieutenant Lance Leone, who earlier this spring was removed from the Coast Guard promotion list by order of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Leone was the co-pilot of Coast Guard helicopter, which crashed in July 2010, killing his three crewmates. Although he was cleared in an official investigation of the accident, his removal from the promotion list effectively ends his Coast Guard career. Murkowski expressed a sense of betrayal by the Coast Guard command.
He lost his colleagues. He was the only one that survived from that. And then dealing with the survival to go through what he went through with his military command, to me, was so painful and so sad. Now, I've talked to those in the chain of command. I understand the process, but I think about people like Lance as being kind of those everyday heroes who are willing to give up so much to serve and to really never give up. And I kind of feel like our Coast Guard gave up on him. And that's hard for me to say because I am a huge, huge fan and supporter of all our Coast Guard men and women. But I have just felt just such sadness for Lance and his family. And I am so hopeful and so prayerful.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski speaking with KCAW at the Sitka Ferry Terminal during a brief and unexpected visit Monday afternoon. Local runners were the top finishers at Saturday's first ever Sitka Cross Trail Classic Marathon and Half Marathon. Megan Lehman posted the winning time for the women's full marathon at 3 hours and 21 minutes, and Aaron Rutten won the men's full at 2 hours 56 minutes. Both Lehman and Rutten are from Sitka. But a pair of out-of-staters took the half marathon events. Emily de la Bruyere of New York won the women's half in 1 hour and 24 minutes. De la Bruyere last month set the women's course record in Sitka's 20th anniversary Alpine Adventure Run. Michael Franklin of New Jersey took the men's half in 1 hour and 15 minutes. Sitka's marathon course started at the airport in damp conditions early Saturday morning, but the weather improved throughout the event. There were 109 participants. You can see complete results as well as a panorama image of the runners at the starting line at our website, kcaw.org. In other local endurance sports, and no less challenging but somewhat wetter, contest also took place Saturday morning. The 4th annual Change Your Latitude Open Water Challenge puts 22 competitors in Sitka Channel on a course from Mount Edgecombe High School ramp out to John Brown's Beach and around Battery Island. There were three events, a 1K, 5K, and 10K race. Each of the participants was accompanied by a kayak for safety. For the first time this year, there was a youth division with two competitors and a so-called naked swimmer who braved the 58-degree water without a wetsuit. Recent arrival Patrick Williams won the men's 10K swim in 2 hours and 27 minutes. Heather Celine, also of Sitka, was the women's 10K winner in 3 hours and 26 minutes. In the 5K women's event, Kristen and Lisa Jones, a daughter-mother combination from Juneau, were number one and number two in 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 1 hour, 33 minutes, respectively. Brothers Leif and Chris Calvin were 1 minute apart in the men's 5K at 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 1 hour, 8 minutes. 16-year-old Trevor Jones, also of Juneau, won the youth 1K in 15 minutes. And Grant Turner, the one swimming without the wetsuit, won the adult 1K in 17 minutes. Race organizer Kevin Knox and his sister Erica think Change Your Latitude is the northernmost open water event sanctioned by U.S. Masters Swimming. The pair took a few minutes to talk with some of the competitors after the event and sent this audio postcard.
Bill Foster, I was support kayak and safety kayak for Heather Celine. We're kind of the Alaska Airlines team. Anyway, it was a great race. The weather was really very good, and I had a hard time keeping up with her. But my GPS showed she averaged for that 10K 1.8 miles an hour, which is pretty fast.
Mr. Foster has a fishing pole with a can of beer on it.
Keep going.
Here we are at the 2013 Change Your Latitude 57 Degree North Open Water Challenge.
Cheryl Fellman from I'm from Juneau, Alaska, and I'm doing this because I came last year and did the 5K, and so why the heck not do the 10K? All right. Simple as that.
All right, my name is Patrick Williams. I'm from Talladega, Alabama, which is about, I don't know, 8,000 miles away. Moved up here 6 months ago, assistant coach for the Barracudas, and I work at Sickle Community Hospital. I swam the 10K with 2:27 in some odd seconds. So it was fun. Hurt really bad during the race, but afterwards it felt great. And hopefully we'll boost and have some more people swim it next year and just boost the event. But overall, it was a blast.
My name is Kobe Wyland, and I'm 10 years old. I wanted to do Change Your Latitude because I've never done it before, and it looks really fun.
Trofina Galloway, Atlanta, Georgia, via Australia. I swam the 10K, and I decided to swim the 10K because I wanted to have a challenge to do swim longer than I've ever swam before. I was a little apprehensive before we started this morning because I had never swam that far in an ocean. And it was pretty exciting to be in the open ocean and potentially see things. I felt things. I tried to close my eyes so I couldn't see them. And the plane going, taking off was awesome. It took off right over our heads.
Hi, I'm Grant Turner, and my favorite thing about being out here in the water is when I get to swim along and see the sea lions come up underneath you and swim around and play with you. They're always a lot of fun to swim with.
Hi, Heather Celine, Sitka, Alaska. Why did I do it? Because I'm a sucker. How did I feel when I was doing it? Like a sucker. Would I do it again? Maybe.
That's the bucket list checked.
Unless it were warm and balmy, then I might change my tune. Really warm.
Yeah.
And you can see the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's all for Raven News. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.